Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The DH, Terry Whitfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Blatt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Doc Medic. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Broberg. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Nettles moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to third and picks off Nettles. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason takes first base on ball four. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Porter and he is out, Sheldon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Vlad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Vlad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheldon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Blatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broberg fires to first and picks off Bonds. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bebakwa for the out. Sharp moves to second. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sharp moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Munson for a passed ball. Sharp scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blatt, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Vlad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Sixto Lescano now playing right field. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Rick Vlad. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mason moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Coggins now playing center field. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babakwa moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Babakwa tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 3 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Chambliss moves to second. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Whitfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Mason moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 2, Brewers, 2. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Mason moves to third. Coggins moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Sixto Lescano. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Bobby Mitchell now playing left field. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-4 in the game. Munson is hit by the pitch. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson moves to third. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bevacqua hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sheldon is hit by the pitch. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheldon moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon moves to third. Yount moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-4 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Coggins moves to second. Rick Austin now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Coggins scores. Bonds moves to third. It's 3-2, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Alomar scores. White moves to third. It's 5-2, Yankees. Pat Osburn now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Walt Williams pinch hits for Terry Whitfield. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Munson moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Otto Velez pinch hits for Jim Mason. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing shortstop. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coggins. Moore reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 6-3, Yankees. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Moore scores. It's 6-5, Yankees. Tommy Bianco pinch hits for Bob Sheldon. Tommy Bianco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bianco strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.